Hey guys, it's Justin Hill here. Strap on your high heels and put on your pads because we're going drag racing. Ah, crap. She's bottomed out, guys. Play the music. Welcome to Stan Original, RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under, the podcast. We've arrived at episode 4, the one we've been waiting for, Snatch Game. Today, I'm going to be chatting with our eliminated queen, Rita Menu, about which Snatch Game star she actually auditioned with and how she was going to make Mr. Bean funny. Plus, the one and only Carla from Bankstown joins me as we two backseat drivers give our 50 cents worth about what we think about Snatch Game, even though we're not qualified to do so. Well, maybe Carla a little bit more than me. And joining me on the podcast today is, it's the special of the day. She's the soup of the day. She's here. It is Rita Menu. It's so great to see you. How are you? How are you feeling?
I'm fabulous. I have enjoyed every second of being on Drag Race and like a whirlwind what it was to end that way, but I enjoyed every, like I enjoyed the whole thing. So I'm happy where I came in the end.
I feel like you're a bit of a dark horse in this competition because you picked up some titles pretty quick. You were Lip Sync Assassin. You were like, I honestly, it's so funny to see, you know, you were kind of like getting a chance to showcase all sorts of parts of your drag, weren't you? Is that how it felt when you were shooting the show?
It did. When it came to, of course, lip syncing twice, that was kind of like, you know, this is what I do. This is what I live, breathe, and eat. And yeah. So I made sure that I was not going home, and I proved that.
You really did. And listen, I want to fast forward for a minute because I just can't help but look at your beautiful makeup today, and you look absolutely stunning. Talk me through that moment of where RuPaul says to you, this is your look. You look incredible. Like your makeup, your blending, your highlighting. Like, how do you take a compliment like that? Like, it's just must have been wild.
It was like, I was dead quiet because I was just like, don't say anything, let RuPaul speak. But it was the best compliment that I can ever take from my drag career, from literally the whole thing. It was a huge compliment that I never thought, you know, I'd get, because there are some look queens, there are some makeup queens in our season. So getting that compliment was huge. And like, thanks to RuPaul.
But also too, babe, today, I'm serious. You look incredible. Like, yeah. What is it that's changed most about your drag, do you think, from a hair and makeup and costume perspective since you had the experience of Drag Race?
Well, I do remember RuPaul saying, make sure you wear bigger wigs. So I made fun. The biggest wig I could today.
Oh, she's got the bundles in today.
You know, but no, I think learning from what RuPaul said, I definitely took that and learned from it and changed my makeup slightly and like lifted everything. And yeah, I've definitely learned so much from the judges' critiques to all my peers' critiques as well. So I definitely took that all on board and like roll with it. And this is where I'm at right now.
We're going to have a little walk down memory lane and have a talk through this episode. We kick it off with our pit crew in their pouches. We're guessing the colors of their undies. I got to say, that must have been so distracting. And I had to watch the episode twice to actually figure out what this game was and how it was working. And it was hilarious because I was so distracted. What was it like for you in the workroom seeing the boys come in?
It was so uncomfortable. I did not enjoy it one bit.
Liar.
Well, I mean, they did tell us, you know, you have to look at their eyes or like the pack. I was looking everywhere. I was like, where? Who?
You're like looking left, looking right, looking up, yeah. Looking down. Love it. And then also too, we seem to have taught RuPaul a down under term of wank bank. Was this a term that you were aware of as well? Because he was kind of like, are they a sponsor of the show?
I have heard that once in my life.
You're so well behaved. I love it. Now, we get the irony of Gabriella winning a sewing machine, which is just great. Now, we do find out that we are doing Snatch Game, which is, I'm just so glad that you got to do Snatch Game because it is such a legacy of Drag Race. You know, we go through the girls with their costumes. We've got Gabriella with Emma Watkins. We've got Bumper with Dame Kiri Tikanawa. Flora is Charo. Isis has a bit of a flip-flop between what she's going to do, whether it's Gloria Swanson, which I don't know how she was going to make that funny. We've got Ashley with good old Jesus Christ, Holly as Naomi Campbell, and yourself as either Mr. Bean, Kate Shepherd, or Cardi B. What the hell? I mean, I don't even know where to start with that. Please try and talk me through any of those changes.
Well, my first choice was Kate Shepherd.
Yeah. How do you make Kate Shepherd funny?
I mean, no one knows who she is. You can make her funny anyway. She's dead. She's gone.
You could have just made shit up about her.
Yeah. I was like trying to play on the fact that, you know, like she's all about woman empowerment and like, yeah. You know, she could be a bit of a lesbian. So I was going to go there.
Ah, right. Okay. How were you going to do Mr. Bean?
Well, of course, Mr. Bean doesn't really talk that much.
No.
So it was going to be very like the facials, and I had like his little titty, and like I was going to like act out with his titty.
Oh, cute. That would have been fun. I'm very curious though, and tell me if you're allowed to say this or not, but who did you audition with?
Cardi B.
You did audition with Cardi B. Was there any, so did you feel super like you had lots of material going into that? Because I know you were kind of like, oh my God, I've got to change. Like, oh shit.
I had nothing. It wasn't even on my list of backups. So I literally pulled her from the ground up to make somewhat of Cardi B. Yeah.
Wow. Is there anything that you've seen since that you wish you'd kind of said? Or because this is the thing with me, right, is that whenever I'm in a situation and I walk away and I think, oh, I should have said that. Or if I'm in an argument, I'm like, oh, man, I should have said that. Now that you've like, here we are, you know, a little while later, is there anything that you wish you'd done when it comes to your Cardi B on that stage?
I think the first question was like a dead giveaway of asking what the B stands for in Cardi B. I don't know what went from my head. We all know it's Bacardi, and I just fully threw it out door. So that was definitely something that I was like, I should have said that.
Let's just say copyright was the reason that you weren't allowed to say that. Now, I wanted to ask you, are you going to release the song This Pussy's Heart,
No, not at all.
Oh, bitch, come on. I want you to release it as a song. It would be hilarious.
You never know. I could go into the recording studio and do it myself.
Go on, do it. I just would just die to see you drop a song that's literally like, this pussy's heart, It kills me. Now we've got Keenan Lonsdale and we've got Max Curry, who is a former Pit Crew member, which was awesome to see him there. Now Emmy Award winning, which is brilliant. I mean, Keenan Lonsdale, very easy on the eye, isn't he? Like, just must have been very difficult, very distracting for you sitting there. But speaking of distracting, how do you not laugh? Because when you got silly stuff going on around you, when you've got Isis, you know, and she's Arupol, and, you know, it's just like we're laughing at home, and I don't know how you keep a straight face. Were there moments where you just wanted to just let it all out?
I think the whole time I really wanted to laugh, only because I was bloody embarrassed of myself. No, I think because it's in, like, a room, it's so like dead quiet, and it's all you hear is the judges, well, RuPaul and the contestants speak. It was kind of like I wanted to make sure I was still in my like Cardi B-ism, and touching everywhere, so I try not to laugh or like get out of character the whole time.
And please do tell me, whereabouts was your Cardi B from? Because that accent chopped and changed a few times.
I would say probably not Hamilton, more like down south.
By way of the Bronx.
Yeah.
It's so good. I mean, just it just looked like you guys were just having a barrel of laughs. And that is the case when we get to the runway theme. It's A Night of 1,000 Kylie Minogue's, which, gosh, I mean, if you could ask for a dream runway
Like that would kind of be it, wouldn't it? I feel like a lot of the girls who have been on Drag Race, who have done Down Under, probably looked at that runway and were like, oh, we wish we had that. And you really delivered on your outfit. I mean, when I saw you, I went back and looked at that film clip again just to remind myself of what it looked like. And it was spot on. And even though both you and Ashley had the same costume, I feel like you both kind of delivered it to a very high level. I'm very curious, though, like what happens when you pull your costume out of your costume bag and you look at each other and you go, girl.
Yeah, it was a choice because when we first like started unpacking like for the promo as well, like the flags was the
Oh,
same
yes.
concept, and then the Kylie was the same concept. So I was like, what? It's like, send her home first, come on.
Get rid of her so no one sees her costume. I guess you just have to kind of work with it, don't you?
Exactly. And like I was quite confident in the outfit itself, and like it meant quite a lot because it was actually made from one of my Hamilton sisters here. So I wanted to make sure that I was selling it on the runway, and I felt like I did that.
Yeah, you really did. It was so great to see. We obviously see you lip sync against Floor, and you give us the third time's a charm, which we all had our fingers crossed for you. And you lip sync to Kylie Minogue's song Secrets. Now, a lot of people might not know this, and you're just a baby. So it came out a long time before you were even born. But that song came off an album that had so many hits on it. It had Better the Devil You Know. It had Shocked. It had Step Back in Time. Like, just these are like iconic Kylie Minogue songs. So, I mean, what does it feel to you to think that there's a high chance that Kylie Minogue will see your lip sync and she's going to be absolutely tickled pink by what she sees?
I hope she sees it. Like, iconic as it is, you know? I wish she was a judge as well.
And finally, I guess, you know, like, tell me about like how you're feeling here post Drag Race. You said you had the best time ever. We had so much fun watching you. I mean, what has this journey been like? Has it just been life changing? I feel like maybe it has.
It has. It's been like, you always like in your career, there's always like roller coasters, but this has just been like the highest peak ever in my drag career because, you know, I haven't been doing it for too long. And one, first of all, to be like asked to come to RuPaul's Drag Race was a huge compliment in itself. And then getting as far as I did, I didn't think I would get that far at all. And
yeah,
I stuck to what I knew, and I like just had a good old time, and that's all that matters in the end. And
absolutely,
I mean, it was a very emotional last episode for me, but it was very like I was proud to be there. I was proud to represent me, my culture, my hometown. It was a lot. And I know a lot of people around me are very proud of that too.
And I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like we got to know the real you. I feel like you weren't putting on a facade. You weren't playing a character. You are just giving us who you are as a person. And it was really refreshing to see that. And I just want to say congratulations on your journey. You were a pleasure to watch. And it's been so you. And I'm so delighted that talking to you today, you are the same as what you were on the show. And I just can't wait to see what exciting things come for you next. So thank you so much for chatting to me today, Rita.
Thank you so much.
Joining me today, it is the Bankstown Barbie herself. Please welcome Carla from Bankstown.
Hello.
Hello. Now, today we are talking about RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under, our episode with the Snatch Game. So shall we jump straight into it?
All right, let's get into it. There's a lot to unpack. Let's get into it.
I'm very curious to know. I mean, I feel like everyone has thoughts on Snatch Game. I know I do, but I think we should preface this before we get into it and say it's very different when you're on a TV show and, you know, you're in a competition environment, you've got people around you, you've got stuff going on, there's cameras filming everything that you're doing. But I have to say, I feel like there is a formula to Snatch Game, and I'm not really sure why some queens don't follow it. What do you think?
I mean, look, I feel like a lot of it is you either have to play a character that RuPaul knows from like 10,000 years ago that he's going to get, or what I've noticed is you need to do an American character because the judges don't get it. They don't get our humor. Like my favorite Snatch Game on Down Under was Etc. doing the dingo stole my baby. That was my favorite Snatch Game ever.
Because we like, all got it.
We all understood the assignment. We knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
But I think everyone else just can't, they don't get it. But like also Australian queens trying to do American characters as well doesn't really work sometimes.
And people have to know too, there are some, and a lot of the super fans of Drag Race will know this, is that there are some limitations with what you can actually do on Drag Race. So I believe that due to copyright, you can't do a character, but you could do the actor or actress playing the character. So it does cut down a lot of people that you can do. But then also too, I feel like if you're smart about it, then you could probably find a way around it. But here's the thing. I think the key to Snatch Game, and people are probably going to roll their eyes when they hear this, but I feel like the key to Snatch Game is that it doesn't matter if you look like the character. What matters is if it's funny. And I know for a fact that a lot of queens, potentially not the Down Under queens, but a lot of the queens internationally actually get people to write their jokes for them. And because Snatch Game is a game of improv, because you don't know what RuPaul is going to say to you, essentially what you have to do is you have to say your funny joke, but you've got to somehow work it into what RuPaul just said. So if RuPaul says, Michelle Visage's snatch is so big because of, you know, blah, 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 you've got to go, okay, what can I say that makes it relevant? And then I'm going to weave in my funny joke that I've memorized. And it doesn't matter if your character looks great or if you fit the part or, you know, you have to be ready for practically all of your jokes to be edited out because it is a TV show. You've got to get some zingers in there and then do exactly what you said. It's got to be someone that RuPaul knows and someone that like the American audience is going to know. But then also too, there are the exceptions to the rules because I think it was one of the UK queens who did a random scientist once. And like, do you remember like bits and pieces were falling off her face?
Yes.
That was funny.
Like Madame Curie or something.
Yes, something or like that.
Where with like the acid and it was just like slowly.
Yeah.
Or like
very
just clever. Have a concept. Like I was thinking like I know that I would never happen, but what if someone was to do like Helen Keller? Like no one knows anything about Helen Keller except that she was deaf and she was blind but she graduated. You could make it like ending that she could actually hear what you're saying or like, you know, like make it funny, do something funny.
And I think that's why Ashley Madison did so well because she did Jesus. Everyone knows Jesus. And then she made it like a camp JVN Jesus, which I thought was hilarious. Someone did say to me when they heard me say that, that they were like, oh, is there going to be any backlash? But I think that it was fun enough that it wasn't going to offend anyone. And there were some really funny but jokes in there, but not jokes that even Ashley said. They were double entendres, or they were like Ashley would say it, but then you at home would need to put two and two together.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, she said really something about being bred and like that they got the wrong impression. And I died. That was so funny.
Oh, my God, bro. Not nailing down the appendages. Make sure you wear boxer shorts so it doesn't nail down any appendages whatsoever. That was the best. I was like, bro.
But also, it is a tough gig.
100%. That's like, you know, when I was doing Celebrity Apprentice, I was going in there with the mindset, I'm going to be the biggest gronk. I'm going to do whatever I want.
Yeah.
And then you get there and then the cameras are on you and they're asking you questions and you freeze and you're like, oh. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, kind of like get like nervous. Like, I was nervous most of the time. That's why I was drunk half the time. Because I was nervous. I don't give a shit. It's like, whatever. That's it.
Oh my God. You're like, I'll just have a drink and I'll be able to get through this scene.
100%, bro. Give me two bottles of wine and I can do whatever you want me to do. That's it.
Did you have a favorite Snatch Game? Because there were like people were asking me what it was like. And I was like, look, for Down Under, it was pretty good. I mean, it, you know, we had Ashley doing a great Jesus, and then we had Isis doing a great Donatella Versace, which she was going to do the silent film star, which I was very curious as to how she was going to make that funny. And I would love to know, because, you know, we can't, you can't sort of like count these girls out. Like sometimes they actually have a really great plan to make it funny. But if you get that question from RuPaul, you're kind of going to be like, oh, I've got to change it. And she ended up being very, very entertaining. Did you have another favorite?
I really wanted, like, I'm a big Labucci fan. She's my favorite queen at the moment. I'm obsessed with her. I feel like her Emma Wiggle could have been so much, I don't know, like, could have taken it to the next level. Like,
well, that's what you were saying about doing an American character, because I saw someone on a comment and they made a really good point where they said a joke she made about her favorite color being purple completely went over Ru's head because she married the purple wiggle.
Married the purple wiggle, exactly. As soon as she said it, I was like, oh, she knows what she's doing. This is going to be really good. And then the banana, one skin, two skin, three skin, and a banana.
I still don't know what comes next.
No, like fruit salad, toss your salad, like, you know, things like that. I think it was when I auditioned for this season.
Did you?
I did. I was going to
say you were too high a level, because I mean, if you went on that show, you probably just win, bro.
Well, I mean, look, if Spanky Jackson can win, I can win, right? I mean, like, it's obvious. Like, she walked so I could run. That's it. I think I would probably do like, my original one was what's the bitch's name that's like the queen now? What's her name?
Camilla.
But like do like throw in a whole bunch of horse jokes and just have a real and all that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, and dick jokes because of horses and Charles.
Exactly. And I was gonna do either that or like Annabelle, the doll Annabelle, and just be a real bitch, you know? Even like my other favorite would have been Gina Liano. That would have been like my top tier.
Oh, Gina Liano would have been perfect. And also too, you could do her because she's not a character. She's a real person.
But also she is drag. She's very drag.
She is drag. And you know what? I feel like a lot of us like quote her on a daily basis because she essentially became a walking meme. My boyfriend and I quote the scene between her and Venus where she says, and then he shit in my lunchbox. And it just cracks us up every time. Just hilarious.
I would have just gone on a tangent. And if I got the wrong answer, I would have been like, well, you know what, RuPaul? Good luck with your deck of cards, because that's all you've got is a deck of cards. It's about to toppling down.
Oh, so many one-liners from that show. Where is the money that she said she made?
I would have loved to see someone do Janet. Janet would have been hilarious.
Oh, so good. Like, my final question to you is there's a bit of a mystery. There has been some mysteries going on with Drag Race Down Under throughout this season. The first one was they did a quick shot of someone putting their makeup brushes in a high heel in the workroom. And we were wondering about that for weeks. Hannah Conda and I were trying to figure out who it was. And then it was Gabriella Labucci, I think, who messaged me and said it was her. So mystery solved. The mystery this week is another workroom, someone putting their makeup brushes in something. And this time it was a glow-in-the-dark ashtray.
Yes. Ashtray! Bro, I saw that straight away. That was the first thing that I noticed. As soon as I'm watching, I'm like, I think I have that ashtray in my backyard. One of those.
So now we're on the lookout to find out who brought along the Siggy ashtray glow-in-the-dark bin. The call has been put out there. We want to know who it belongs to. Please let Carla from Bankstown and I know.
Please let me know, because when I do a gig with one of you girls, I need a smoking buddy. So let me know. You know what? I feel like, it wouldn't have been Ivory because she's a vapor. So it wouldn't have been her.
It was someone. We will get to the bottom of it. I will check out my DMs and see if anyone has DM'd me as this is coming out. Okay. Final thoughts on this episode, final thoughts on the season so far.
I'm actually really enjoying this season. It's actually good. Like it's getting there. It's progressed. Like as it goes on, it's getting more and more like it's I wouldn't say like more enjoyable to watch, because it's great to watch. And it's great that we're showcasing all of this new talent, especially because a lot of them have been only doing drag for such a short amount of time. And it's nice to see how they're all progressing, but I'm enjoying it. I think it's really good. I'm team Labucci at this point. Like, I'm just obsessed with her.
Obsessed with her. She just reminds me of that auntie that you would see at family functions, and she's usually sitting out the back with a ciggy, and she'll say things like, "How are yous? How yous going?" Yeah.
When I met her, I saw her at Drag Expo, and the first thing she said to me was, she gave me a friendship bracelet. She made me a little friendship bracelet. I am obsessed. I wear it every day. Bless. And then she said, you know what, she's like, this place really stinks, this convention center stinks, but you know what, most of it's because I just keep farting in my booth every time. And I was like, okay. And then she literally was on roller skates and she's like, I just farted again, see ya, and just zoomed off into the distance.
And so me, you and just crop dusting everywhere.
Yeah, literally we're like, Gabrielle Littlebeachy just farted on us, that's great,
cool. Okay. Off she scoots. Hey, where can we see you coming up? Obviously, we want to follow you on Instagram and all the socials, but what's happening for Carla from Bankstown?
I've got something in the works with possibly a TV show that I can't really talk too much about, which is very exciting. So that's coming up. Just going to catch me DJing. I'm doing a couple of gigs. I've got some stuff coming out with some companies, and I'm just working on my album. And
I was going to say, make sure you stream your song, Bankstown Barbie.
Bankstown Barbie, please, because I want to go number one. I want an aria. I want to get nominated for an aria next year, please.
Yes, absolutely. I'd be down for that. Okay, Carla from Bankstown, aria in 2024. I'm going to say future nominee, Carla from Bankstown. Thank you so much for joining me today. Oh, you gotta love her. Tune in again next week as I'll be joined by some of my favorite people and fellow RuPaul's Drag Race lovers. Plus, as always, I'll be unpacking the episode with the eliminated queen with next week's challenge, a girl group challenge. How are they gonna do? Will the girls zig-a-zig ah, or will they zig-a-zig nah? Catch RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under exclusively on Stan every Friday. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on the listener app so you don't miss a minute of the charisma, uniqueness, nerve, or talent. I'm Justin Hill, and I'll see you next Monday with our fifth eliminated queen. Until then, look over there.